Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, June 11th. Jaguars mandatory minicamp practice number 2 is in the books. We're going to recap it here today. Heard from Press Taylor before practice. We're also supposed to hear from Ryan Nielsen. He was supposed to be available to the media, but due to a personal matter, was not available. Someone who was there today, Shad Khan. Ever heard of him? Jacksonville Jaguars owner. Now, this coincides with Pretty Ricky, who's on Twitter, someone who is pretty consistently tweeting out some accurate information about upcoming contracts. Don't know how he's getting that info. Don't really care. But he tweeted out today, the Jaguars are close to shelling out some money, right? So you've got the Trevor Lawrence deal that has been in the public spotlight for a while. Dilla also suggested they're working on a Tyson Campbell deal. I've been on record saying I would extend both of them. Does Shad Khan being in town have anything to do with that? Is that correlated information? I don't know. But we will get back to this practice if anything happens on the contract front. We'll obviously talk about it later on. But back to practice. Press Taylor, he met with the media. He was asked about Evan Engram. I think that D-Rock was clearly trying to get Press Taylor to divulge if they're trying to use Evan Engram differently in the offense this year, perhaps use him more as a deep threat. And Press Taylor kind of said, we know he can do that. We will use him in that regard at times. But they love getting Evan Engram the ball quickly. The reason they love that is because it's efficient. Like when you get Evan Engram the ball quickly, you're picking up 5-10 yards, moving the ball, and it's a low-risk play. Low risk, not super high reward, but it's a chain-moving play. A guy that they love his ability to pick up yardage with the ball in his hands. So it's quick strike, West Coast principle type of thing. Get the ball out quickly, good things are going to happen. That's kind of how they view it with Evan Engram. So didn't really give much to D-Rock there, but I think that further kind of enforces the idea that we've seen over the last couple of years, how the Jaguars like to get the ball in Evan Engram's hands very quickly. The run game, Press Taylor talked about that. I've talked to y'all about the run game, talked about what Phil Rauscher, Jaguars offensive line coach, had to say about it last week. And I think Press Taylor kind of echoed the same thing. They're trying to be more focused in their run concepts, right? Trying to be more particular, trying to have an identity in the run game. I think that that's smart. You know, they, at times last year, I think they were just trying to do too much in the run game. I think they're going to hone in on what they do well, what they can do well, and work with that a little bit more this year. And they're going to mix it up. They're going to make it look different, but they're going to get back to their core concepts. Press Taylor also echoed Doug Peterson's sentiments on Parker Washington, saying he's more confident and more healthy than he was this time last year. And I think you are seeing that out on the practice field. Looking at this practice, we basically got 3 periods of individual and then 2 long periods of teamwork. You had 7-on-7, then finishing up with 11-on-11. Again, no helmets, no pads. It's vanilla, not hard hitting, not full contact, really basically no contact. A little bit here and there, but not what you're going to be seeing, you know, when training camp gets going. It's going to be much more physical, going to resemble much more of like actual football versus two-hand touch. But talking about who was out there today, how it looked, Mac Jones, to me, I continue to see him throw with anticipation. Like, he can throw the ball into tight windows. He can throw the ball before guys make their breaks. And I saw several impressive throws from him today. And he's given his guys opportunities to go up and get the football. And right now, he's not working with a lot of the ones and 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. The only real starter that is out there during that time period right now, because all the veterans, for the most part, that are healthy, are not working their way back from injury, are at home. They're not here. The only one that is out there right now, again, 7-on-7, 11-on-11, is Brian Thomas Jr. Gabe Davis is at practice, but he's working his way back, so he's not doing any of the teamwork right now. So again, Brian Thomas Jr. is the only one out there that really has the ability to elevate and go up and get the football consistently. But I saw him hit Brevin Easton on a tight window one down the sideline. Keelan, the running back out of Texas, hit him on the very next play, Keelan Robinson, another tight window throw down the sideline. So I think Mac Jones is showing some encouraging signs. He's obviously high energy. He's a lot of fun. Press Taylor talked about him before practice. He never stops talking, but he's been diligent getting himself into the playbook, learning all the plays, learning the language, the terminology. And I think they're very happy with where Mac Jones is at this point as their backup quarterback. In all likelihood, I think that he will be their number two.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He did try to hit Murtaugh, the Australian who got back in the league through the International Pathway Program, above the rim, tried to hit him above the rim in the back of the end zone. Murtaugh couldn't quite haul it in. Then it actually bounced off the goalpost, and then Parker Washington was able to catch it. Would not have counted in a real game, but that was a really fun play to see kind of play out there. It was certainly a difficult catch for Murtaugh, so no shade on him for not coming down with that one. It was contested. It was up above the rim. But fun play to watch out there. Probably the most interesting play so far of mandatory minicamp. I mentioned Keelan Robinson. He continues to show off the wheels. Really fast, really smooth runner, both with and without the football. He did have one drop today, but also had multiple catches. So somebody who I think you can continue to see potentially work as a offensive weapon type player as he gets more experience with the Jaguars. I mentioned Brevin Easton. He's looked good. Slot type player with some juice, who has found a way to get open consistently. Brian Thomas Jr., another very solid day. Several grabs in teamwork. He had to go low to get one that where he had to go, slide kind of for the football. Was able to get open on another one across the field. He's just consistently looking like one of the best players out there, and he should at this point because he is, right? This is not a mini camp, including most of the players on the Jaguars that are going to be making an impact on Sundays for them in 2024. Seth Williams, he was able to catch a big grab down the field in 7-on-7 against Tavon Campbell in the end zone. had multiple nice grabs on the day. This is a player who doesn't get as much attention now, but he had a really, really good training camp last year, and he's going to be competitive. We always talk about Elijah Cooks and Joshua Cephas and these guys like that, but Seth Williams, he's going to compete as well and do a good job. He's a big-bodied receiver who has a lot of experience competing for this Jaguars roster, not quite making it, but doing a good job. Now, Buster Brown, he was able to come up with a huge pass breakup on the goal line covering Brian Thomas Jr. I've talked about Buster Brown a bit. I think he's been competing at a high level. If I had to kind of give an early depth chart for how I think things are going at cornerback, I would guess after Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby on the outside, it's Buster Brown and Jarian Jones fighting for that next job on the outside. Again, Jarian's also competing for a starting role in the nickel, in my opinion. But I think that those are the top two outside guys after your two starters. I really do. But speaking of another guy at corner making big play, De'Andre Prince, he tipped up a pass covering Elijah Cooks over the middle of the field. Terrell Edmonds was able to pick it. Big time play by De'Andre Prince. It's good to see him be able to get his hands on the football. I mentioned Elijah Cooks right there. He was able to find the end zone in 7-on-7. He continues to impress me. Like, he's never going to be the quickest receiver, but he is a huge target. A guy who moves well for his size and comes down with pretty much everything thrown his way. Skates is another one who's a bigger receiver. He caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone today. I thought defensively that Yasir Abdullah was pretty consistently making an impact. I think two would-be sacks. One was quick pressure. Other was a coverage sack, in my opinion. He also played the run very well, too. Mentioned Parker Washington. He was catching everything, getting open, looking quick. Last play of practice, he slips with a little contact, and then Darnell Savage picks it off from Mac Jones. So a play that was bang, bang. Was it pass interference? Was it not? To me, in real time, it looked like he slipped. If you go back and watch the replay, which I'm sure will not be available, perhaps there was a little more contact than I thought. But still, I think Parker Washington's playing great. It's also good to see Darnell Savage out there making plays, a guy who hasn't really been able to get super active in the team portion of stuff until this week, but he is out there playing. Britton Strange made a nice grab in tight coverage today, another player who continues to show out with more opportunity here. Tank Bigsby caught everything thrown his way today, a guy who you want to see those hands, and he showed them off today. I'm impressed with how he's looking. I always have been for the most part, especially as a runner, but another player who stood out. And then Mitchell Miller, he continues to fly to the football. See him making plays on the ball pretty consistently in the run game. So that pretty much does it. Again, Shad Khan was there. We're going to get some news about a Trevor Lawrence contract potentially, maybe Tyson Campbell contract as well, according to Edilla over on Twitter. Y'all go check that out. I shared and retweeted everything. You can follow me at Jordan DeLugo. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, and become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.